What a wonderful and at the same time important question to ask. Since God is real, surely everyone would want to be on friendly terms with him. Today we celebrate three historic events in the life of the church. We have welcomed another youngster into her visible number. We pray that she will grow up to embrace the Lord Jesus Christ in a life of personal faith and loving, obedient, devoted service. We again celebrate Reformation Sunday. We gratefully remember those who have worked hard and do so still to point the church to Christ as her only King and Head, and to the Word of God as our supreme authority to direct us in the matters of the faith and how we should live. And of course, we are worshipping together with members of the Korean language congregation, which has begun meeting here at St. Andrew's. What a privilege to do that. Our attention is on this statement of James chapter 2, verse 23, which summarizes the answer to this question: is friendship with God possible? This is a key truth of the Christian faith, this matter of being declared right, of being reckoned as righteous, considered sinless before God. God is holy, that is, without sin, totally independent of this world. We are sinful and oh so frail and confined by this world. Can the two meet on friendly terms? Yes, in Christ we can. From man's side, it's about trust. Abraham believed God, we read. That's how verse 23 begins. It starts with the human being trusting God's word, his promise, responding to his call, as Abraham did. In Abraham's case, God invited him to gaze up at the stars and trust him to honor his promise of giving him and Sarah the supernatural gift of a son when they were beyond the age to conceive. The belief, faith, trust Abraham showed was as a result of God reaching down to him first and calling him to himself. Yes, such faith is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, as Paul puts it, Ephesians 2, verse 8. A trust in God's eternal, powerful, and reliable word. Alex and Sarah, you have expressed your own faith in God today. We have prayed that you will urge Isabella to personally come to trust Jesus Christ as her Lord and Saviour. Don't leave it to the ministers, Sunday school teachers, or others in her life, but pray for that day to come. Look for it and live your lives expecting it to happen. That's what baptizing infants is all about. So from our side, it's all about trusting God. The central heart of our faith is this matter of coming to look to and be accepted by our great and holy God on friendly terms. But secondly, from God's side, it's about his gift of new status. It was credited to him as righteousness. Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Abraham was spiritually bankrupt in himself. He had no credit in his account. God graciously acts to credit him with a righteous standing before himself. This new standing of righteousness, that is, being considered blameless, is a sovereign act of God and was completely undeserved by Abraham or anyone who has ever received it since. It is an expression of God's sheer mercy and grace at work. When he heard God promise and invite him to trust and did so, God immediately changed his status from bankrupt sinner to billionaire saint, from pauper to palmer. As Christians in this world, we have dual citizenship. We are citizens of at least one country of this world and citizens of heaven at the same time. We also exist on two levels. We still sin and are subject to worldly passions, but in our heavenly standing with God, we are 100% righteous in his sight in Christ. Hallelujah. Because of those heavenly realities, friendship with God results. Abram believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend. Does that describe you today, my friend? Can you truthfully say, without pride or exaggeration, I am the Lord's and he is mine? Therefore, I have the honour of naming him as friend. What a privilege!